The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, July 8th. We'll tell you about a worsening crisis in Haiti. The country's president was assassinated, and now the U.S. and other world leaders could be stepping in to help. Also, a couple big lawsuits against big tech. Dozens of states are suing over Google's App Store, and former President Trump is suing over his frozen social media accounts. Plus, a security warning from Microsoft, how to apply for a job on TikTok, and why Tampa Bay sports fans are celebrating this morning. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, the search mission at the site of that collapsed Florida condo complex has gone from rescue to recovery. Search crews now say there's a, quote, zero chance of survival. First responders explain that there's just not much space between the rubble anymore where anyone would be able to survive. As of this morning, the death toll stands at 54. About 86 people are still missing and now presumed dead. Already, crews have lifted 7 million pounds of concrete off the pile of rubble. Still, they plan to keep searching through the wreckage for several more weeks, hoping to bring closure to the victims' families. Last night, those families, along with rescue workers and local officials, held a vigil near the site of the collapsed building. Faith leaders led prayers and musicians played songs. A makeshift memorial has been set up, too, full of flowers, photographs, messages of support, and other mementos. Separately yesterday, the state attorney for Miami-Dade County asked a grand jury to look into how any future collapses might be prevented. And, as the Washington Post reports, a new task force was formed to review Florida's condo laws, and it will recommend any changes necessary to Florida's governor and state lawmakers. To be continued. The world is now keeping a close eye on the Caribbean country of Haiti. Its president, Jovenel Moïse, was assassinated. Armed men stormed into his home, apparently posing as agents from the American Drug Enforcement Agency, and murdered the Haitian leader. But the U.S. says they were not from the DEA. Hours after the attack happened, Haiti's police killed four of the suspected killers. Two more were arrested. But as of this morning, there still aren't many details about exactly who they were or what their motivations were. Haiti has actually been facing some political turmoil for months, though. Protesters had been demanding the president be removed from power. Poverty and hunger are on the rise, and the government has been accused of making itself rich while not giving its people the most basic services. Now, some experts worry President Moïse's killing could fuel a cycle of violence. World leaders, including President Biden, have condemned the assassination. Biden has promised security assistance, and the UN Security Council is expected to meet about it today. A federal judge now says the Air Force is mostly responsible for the worst mass shooting in Texas history. Back in 2017, a former service member stormed a Sunday church service in Sutherland Springs, about 40 miles outside San Antonio. He killed 26 people, including several children, then killed himself. Those victims' family members sued the government over it, arguing he never should have been able to buy a gun in the first place. Before the shooting happened, the gunman was discharged from the military for assaulting his then-wife and stepson on an Air Force base. And as part of that investigation, Air Force investigators found a long history of violence, abuse, and threats. Well, this week, a judge agreed with the families that the Air Force should have alerted the FBI. And if it had, the shooter would have been entered into a database that would have kept him from buying the guns he used in the attack. So far, the Air Force hasn't commented on the latest ruling, but the judge gave the government 15 days to come up with a plan to grant the families settlements. Google is facing another big antitrust lawsuit. A group of 36 states and Washington, D.C. sued the tech giant over a change that's set to go into effect later this year. Basically, it will force all app developers who use Google Play to pay a 30% commission on sales. That affects a ton of apps, too, since Google Play is the default app store on Android phones, and Androids make up more than 80% of the worldwide smartphone market. So the states say Google is abusing its dominant market power to make money off smaller businesses. Google is calling the suit meritless. It says it uses the commission it makes on tools to help test and monitor the apps and to make sure the apps are secure. So Google says if it's forced to make changes, that would only raise costs for small developers and make apps less secure for consumers. But this certainly isn't the only legal challenge Google is facing. The Justice Department and 14 other states filed another one last year, focused on search. A third lawsuit by 15 states and territories is related to Google's power over ad technology. By the way, former President Trump is also suing big tech, but not over antitrust issues. He's suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google for keeping his social media accounts suspended. He says he's been wrongly censored by the companies and that they're violating his First Amendment right to free speech. The social media giants have said they're worried Trump's commentary could incite more violence. They say his claims about voter fraud and a rigged election helped incite violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And he's been mostly offline ever since. So far, Facebook, Twitter, and Google have not commented on this lawsuit. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains why she loves our new sponsor, KiwiCo.
It was so fun receiving our first KiwiCo box for our newborn Dax. To be honest, as first-time parents, we were not sure what we should be doing with him during his awake time or playtime, and KiwiCo made it so easy to engage and entertain him while also knowing we're helping his brain and visual development from day one. Their research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project or playtime. And we've used the supplies from the first crate every day so far. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And KiwiCo is definitely not just for newborns. KiwiCo caters to all different age groups, from babies to even teens. And parents can choose from a variety of topics and subscription lengths. Older kids love getting mail just for them, and it provides hours and hours of screen-free entertainment at home. Plus, right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get your first month free on select crates. Just go to kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's kiwico.com/newsworthy.
If you have Windows on your computer, Microsoft says you should update the security settings as soon as you can. The company found a flaw in the operation system that hackers can use to take control of your PC from anywhere in the world. Microsoft says the flaw is within a tool called Windows Print Spooler that lets you connect to printers. But even if you've never used it or known about it, it's definitely on your device. Microsoft says hackers can infiltrate Print Spooler to access your data. So the company is releasing updates for Windows 10 and Windows 7 to fix the issue. To check if an update is available for your computer, go to Settings, then click on Update and Security. Grubhub will soon have robots delivering food orders. The company plans to put autonomous robots on hundreds of college campuses this fall. It's part of a partnership with a Russian tech firm, Yandex, which built the robots. Grubhub says they work in the dark and in rainy or snowy conditions. They're about the size of a suitcase and can deliver to places cars can't reach. Customers will get an alert on their phones when the robot is close. They'll then use the app to open a hatch and collect the food. The company hasn't announced which colleges will have robots wheeling around on their campuses just yet, so stay tuned. You can now apply for a job on TikTok. The social media app launched its new resumes feature this week. It's meant to help match candidates with recruiters. More than 30 companies are participating already, like Chipotle, Abercrombie & Fitch, Target, Shopify, NASCAR, and the WWE. Here's how it works. TikTok users are first told to create a video resume and upload it to their account with the hashtag TikTokResumes. Users can then submit the videos to open positions on TikTokResumes.com. Since this is still a pilot program, it's temporary, at least for now. So, job seekers have until the end of this month to apply for positions they're interested in. The resale market for clothing is booming. The research firm Global Data says 33 million shoppers bought secondhand apparel last year for the very first time. And more than three quarters of those shoppers plan to spend more at resale stores in the future. So analysts predict the secondhand clothing industry will double in value by 2025. There's some good stuff out there, too. The CEO of the online thrift store ThredUp told the AP Americans are purging high-quality items they rarely, if ever, wore over the past year. High-end brands are in on this too. Harper's Bazaar reports the luxury resale site The RealReal has seen sales skyrocket by more than 50% so far this year compared to 2019. The Tampa Bay Lightning are now back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Yep, this is the second time in 10 months the team won the biggest prize in hockey. The Lightning beat the Montreal Canadiens last night, wrapping up the final series in 5 games. This one was even more special than the last one, though. The last championship they won happened at the height of the pandemic, so they were in a bubble with no fans in the arena. This time, the team was in Tampa, and the arena was almost at full capacity. Celebrations will probably continue for a while, too. Tampa is expected to host a parade through downtown soon. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. Today, we're talking about the debate over critical race theory in classrooms. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, Policy Genius.
Life insurance rates can go up each year, so now is a great time to apply for a policy. But before you do, check out Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to understand your options, compare quotes, and buy a life insurance policy all in one place. In fact, eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. The exclusive policy was even rated number one by Forbes. As you know, life insurance provides a tax-free lump sum of money to your loved ones after your death, so you can make sure they're able to pay their everyday bills, children's college costs, final expenses, and more. Well, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy, and in minutes, you can compare personalized quotes to find your best price. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. There's a debate going on in this country about teaching what's known as critical race theory in classrooms. The idea behind critical race theory is that white supremacy is embedded in modern day society through U.S. laws and institutions, and basically that American society gives white people a leg up. Supporters say education is the only way to help keep Americans from repeating the mistakes of the past. However, opponents say critical race theory only serves to divide people and make white children feel guilty for being white. So this year, at least 6 states have passed laws limiting how race can be taught in the classroom. For example, Texas has a new law that says topics like slavery and racism can only be discussed if they're framed as exceptions to America's principles of liberty and equality. More than a dozen other states are considering similar laws, and some of them threaten to fine teachers who teach critical race theory and take funding away from their schools. Well, this week, one of the nation's largest teachers' unions promised to defend members who are punished over this issue. The American Federation of Teachers president says she worries politicians are trying to discourage educators from teaching about racism or discrimination at all. And as she points out, critical race theory is typically only discussed at the college level anyway. But some teachers' union leaders say there should be better civics education at all levels. They've said kids should know more about current events and how to spot disinformation. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, or scroll down to the bottom of the homepage to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We give you extras every Friday and even feature listeners. In fact, we would love to feature you. So sign up and then click the Get Featured button in our next email. All right, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.